This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1. I'm Nathan Sterner. Life on Earth depends on the sun. That giant nuclear furnace, nearly 93 million miles away, anchors our planet's orbit, and its light makes it possible for plants to grow so that animals can eat them. But despite its outsized role in our lives, there are quite a few things we still do not know about our star, something that's going to change in about 4 years. In 2018, a space mission led by the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel will send a spacecraft to try to answer some of our sun-related questions. I spoke about it last March with Nikki Fox, project scientist on the mission. I began by asking exactly what questions it's trying to answer.
The most fundamental one is, why is the atmosphere around the sun hotter than the sun? We know that the middle of the sun is billions of degrees, the surface is about 6,000 degrees, and then you would expect that it would be cooler as you got further away from the sun.
But it's not?
But it's not. It's actually several hundred times hotter just above the surface. So we're at a couple of million degrees. It's called the corona. It's that hazy atmosphere that you see during a solar eclipse when the moon blocks the sun and you see the black disk where the sun should be, and you suddenly see all that beautiful atmosphere around the sun. That's the corona, and that is actually hotter than the sun's surface, and that is a very major mystery for us. There are several theories that could explain it, but they would not explain that it stays hot so long. All of them would say, yes, it heats up, but then it cools in about an hour. But this doesn't. It stays hot all the time, and it expands away from the sun. It gets accelerated. It moves away. We don't understand why. And we actually live in the atmosphere of the sun. It expands well beyond the orbits of Pluto.
The atmosphere of the sun is what? It's the size of the solar system?
Pretty much the atmosphere of the sun. We actually live in the atmosphere of the sun. The corona stands a couple of million miles away from the sun itself, but this ever-expanding area actually keeps going, and it bathes all of the planets, and we call that the solar wind, and it carries lots of solar material away from the sun and actually will affect us here on Earth. Some of the beautiful things that happen are we see fantastic aurora displays in the sky. We've even seen some in Baltimore in the last decade. But the nasty things, it can cause problems for astronauts, for spacecraft. It could bring a lot of radiation in. You can damage solar panels, can cause issues with power grids, pipelines, communication systems. And, you know, we rely on technology every day, and a lot of that technology can be affected by what's coming from the sun.
What are you hoping to learn about the solar wind by getting close enough to observe it? Well, a lot closer than we are now.
We're actually hoping to learn why it's there. It's one of the main mysteries is what causes this corona, this atmosphere around the sun, to be hotter than the surface, and what is propelling this solar wind continually away from the sun. And the only way we can do that is to literally go up and touch the star. It's, you know, kind of man's first visit to a star. And we are going to go into the corona, into that region where this acceleration process, whatever it is happening. And we are going to go up and you know, it's almost like touching and smelling and tasting what's going on there with the spacecraft and taking the data that we need to unravel these questions.
Now, you have said we are actually within the sun's atmosphere here on Earth. Mm-hmm. How close do you have to get to the sun to, as you've categorized it, touch it? What constitutes touching the sun?
It's really close. So if you think of the sun and the Earth separated by a meter stick, mm-hmm. and so you've got the sun at zero and the Earth at a meter, the Mercury planet is about 35, 32 centimeters in, depending where it is, towards the sun. Our closest spacecraft that's been up in this region before was at about 29 centimeters. We are going to 4 centimeters. We are going right up to the sun.
How hot is it going to get?
It is going to get very hot. we did consider going at night, so that would help. But we were told no, we had to go during the day. So actually, we'll fly up very close. It will be about 1,400 degrees that we have to worry about when we get there. So it's hot. If you're lying on a beach on the Earth and you feel the heat of the sun, it's about 500 times hotter than that.
You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on WYPR. I'm Nathan Sterner, speaking with Nikki Fox, a scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel. She's one of the leaders of a project that will send a spacecraft to explore the sun. How are you going to get there? You can't just fly straight at the sun, right? You have to do some sort of technical flyby sorts of things in order to make it close enough?
Yes, that's right. We actually do flybys, kind of slingshot, around the planet Venus, and we do that 7 times to continually get closer to the sun. But our very first closest approach is, you know, on our meter scale, It's still about 16 centimeters. So we're still going close, even on the very first orbit. But we use it's a 7-year mission. We have 24 orbits, and we fly past the planet Venus 7 times to kind of kick us closer to the sun. So we kind of walk in towards the sun little by little until we get to that 4-centimeter mark.
What happens after the 24th orbit? Does the spacecraft just get too close?
No. The last orbit is actually a stable orbit.
So it's going to stay there.
And it could stay there. It becomes a money problem at that point. But if everything is still healthy, there is no reason that the spacecraft cannot continue on that orbit as long as you want, taking that fantastic data.
The spacecraft itself is not yet built, correct?
It's not yet built. We're now doing what I would call more like the detailed design, the honing everything up, getting everything right before we cut metal. But the design of the spacecraft and the mission itself is really complete.
And it's launching in 2018.
2018, yes, from Florida.
What sorts of things are keeping you up at night as you plan for this mission?
Oh, golly. Mostly excitement, actually, over I can't wait to get there. It's such a privilege to be involved in a mission that is, well, it was 1958 was the first time it was proposed.
This has been a very long time in coming.
It is a very long time in coming. And, the reason we had to wait so long is that there really wasn't the technology to be able to do it. It is such a challenging mission to fly up to this very, very hostile environment, not just the heat, but the radiation and the dust.
All the stuff from the solar wind, it's going to be getting the brunt of it right there.
Absolutely. And the fact that we don't really know what we're going to find. It is a voyage of discovery. You know, it's like you wonder if the Earth's flat or round and you give it a go and you hope you don't fall off. And it's kind of like that. You know, we really don't know what we're going to find, but it's mostly just excitement of, I just can't wait to get there.
Nikki Fox is a scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel. She's one of the leaders of a project that will send a spacecraft to explore the sun in 2018. We spoke back in March. We've got more information on our website, including a drawing of what the solar probe will look like. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. There's more Maryland Morning yet to come. Stay with us here on 88.1.